Welcome to the Stoop Juice Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. This is episode number 5. Episode number 5 is titled The Daily Plan. My name is Jose Franco. I am the owner of Stoop Juice. We are an organic juice bar in Park Slope, Brooklyn. We are located on 15th Street, 7th Avenue. If you've come into the shop, spoken to me, or if you've listened to any of our other podcasts, one of the things you'll realize that I'm constantly using images to illustrate, or another way, I try to continue to use images as I execute my plans. The same is true of my daily plan. In regards to my daily plan, I see myself every day, my alarm going off at 4:15 to signal the start of my day. At 4:25, I start the 6-phase meditation. The first phase is connection. It's something that I see myself for what I really am, a piece of consciousness that's directly connected to every other life form on this planet. Second thing is gratitude. This works for me because when I express gratitude for beautiful moments in life, it always opens up the way for these moments to repeat themselves, and they grow in terms of their magnitude. So being grateful leads to greater things. Third thing is forgiveness. This, what I say to myself along the lines of forgiveness and as I meditate, is that a deeper level of understanding, and when we look at things from a deeper level, we, at the end of the day, we're all one. And any negative charge towards anybody that's not you is really a charge against yourself. The fourth thing that I do is what I constantly repeat, and is, I think, one of my strengths, is I visualize. I create visions that are in line with the things that I want, and I constantly create these images so things can unfold in my life. The fifth phase is my daily intentions. I see today along the lines of the things that I have to do today. I pretty much go through a dry run of what my day is going to look like and what my day is going to be like, knowing that my day is going to be wonderful. And then the sixth thing is I give blessings. For me, what I do is my that-a boy, is my pat in the back. It's my, yeah, you know, you're putting in the work and you this is something that you want. And for me, it's being in that space. I have friends that do the same thing through their faith, through prayer. It could be they appreciate their support, their group, and the things in their life. So that's the blessings, and it's, you know, it's all part of my whole meditating process. And through meditation, I visualize how my day's gonna go from start to finish. I'm trying to make sure the habits that I have are in line with my 4-year plan, and the things that I'm doing today are getting me closer to the things that I want 4 years from now. So I visualize myself finishing my meditation, doing 150 sit-ups. One of the things that I do, after doing my sit-ups, I get dressed. I select the playlist for my phone. I go for a 5-mile run. I usually do that 5-6 days out of the week. I return home. I walk the dog. I tend to my daughter. I shower, get dressed, and go to work. When school's in session, after my run, And I get back home. I wake my daughter up after walking the dog, and then we both get ready for school. We have breakfast. We either walk or drive to school. On either case, whether we're walking or driving, me and my daughter, we catch up without any interference of any smartphone. This is our time together. It's a conversation we've already had, so she's not surprised. There are exceptions, but it's something that I'm pretty adamant about. After I drop her off, I walk to Stoop Juice. I set up the shop. I have 32 ounces of green juice and open for business. I always see myself enjoying conversations with new and regular customers. I see myself making smoothies, making juices, acai bowls. When no one's in the shop and everything is set up, I do this, what I'm doing right now. I work on content for Stoop Juice. I do the blogs, I do the podcasts, I do the Instagram. I research new purchases, like a new Connor refrigerator that we just got in. Other things I do, I see myself doing time and motion studies with new product offerings in order to make sure the new offerings can be prepared as promptly as possible. For my family and my personal, I envision my wife and I having our midday phone conversation to make sure we're on the same page regarding everything in my daughter's life. That reminds me to put in that call. More times than not, my wife calls me, but it's good when I initiate the call. It shows that I'm involved. After work, I see myself having dinner, spending time with my wife and daughter, helping my daughter with her homework, going for a walk with the dog. I shower, go to bed, and repeat the same thing. So these images that I use of my routine while I meditate, they motivate me daily. They give me clarity. They give me structure. They keep me focused on my goal, creating a mental blueprint that rejuvenates my soul. It reminds myself, I remind myself that I can be what I will to be. One of the things that I do is I have phrases that I constantly say to myself. I constantly say, I can be what I will to be. I remind myself, I'm a spirit with a body, not a body with a spirit. Let me give you, it's the application. There's times in the morning that I don't feel like I can get up because I'm tired. I work 7 days a week, and sometimes my body's tired. But just by saying, I'm a spirit with a body, not a body with a spirit, I remind myself that my spirit governs my body. And when I'm at my best, this is so true. So we sometimes need that push to create that separation. It's, yes, you don't want to overexert yourself, but at the same time, the messages that we send to ourselves will dictate how things work out for us. And more times than not, once I get up and I get going and I stick to my plan, things fall in line and I feel much better later on, and everything works out. So along those lines, having those messages to motivate me and to get me going and to get the day started, to have things that are a smaller piece of a bigger plan, because my daily plan ties into my four-year plan. And if I constantly execute my daily plan, I'll be closer to my four-year plan. So if I say that, I believe that, and I live that, I'll start having the fruits of my labor. And if it's, and what I'm striving for is fulfillment. I'm striving for personal happiness. And I'm, the person that listens to this and gets something out of this will be a person that you don't have to live your life like I lead my life, but you may pick something up in the processes of what I'm doing and incorporate it to your life if you find it useful. Or, you know, you may not. But if it's something that works for you and something that you can utilize, you know, the more power to you. But I'll tell you who's the person that's going to listen to this the most and utilize it the most. Me. Because all I'm really doing is creating content that I can use in moments of weakness, and I can be friends to myself. Well, that's it for today. Thank you. Until next time.